This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Kids Making It is a Wilmington nonprofit youth program that builds character and life skills through woodworking and other trades. This Thursday is the annual Kids Making It Luncheon, featuring two very special guests. Here's the founder and director of Kids Making It, Jimmy Pierce.
Kevin O'Connor, who is the host of This Old House, the PBS television show, is coming down to be our guest speaker, along with Charlie Silva, who owns Silver Brothers Construction. They do all the renovations on all of the project houses on This Old House. They're both flying down from Boston to be with us. You may know one of our young men last year was chosen to be on the cast of This Old House, Austin Wilson, a wonderful young man. Started with us when he was 12 and was 18. Very sadly, while he was in Orlando with the show, he passed away. He had a long-standing pre-existing medical condition that unfortunately got the better of him. But I'll tell you, Austin was always a very strong role model for our younger kids, and he continues to be, even though he's no longer with us. This Old House really took to him, befriended him. He was just a very likable young man, very genuine. So they offered to come down and be part of our fundraiser. And they'll be talking about the value of the skilled trades. At Kids Making It, we serve over 500 kids a year from ages 7, sometimes younger, all the way through early adulthood. We have a variety of programs, all kind of geared toward helping kids connect work to income, learn to use their hands. Our goal is really for every child stay in school and stay out of trouble, graduate, and go on to a successful adulthood through either jobs or college. When they become a teenager, they can come every day or on a regular basis to our after-school program. And there, it's not hand tools. We have hand tools and they use them, but it's also a really complete power tool shop.
The teenagers can sell the things they make through the Kids Making It gift shop. They get to pocket all the profits of their work. Teens can also participate in the summer jobs program. Jimmy says typically 30 to 40 teens participate every summer, and the programs keep growing.
We are about to break ground on our new skilled trades building to teach the basics of the skilled trades, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, construction, carpentry, and masonry, to our older teens. And we'll place those who really strike an interest in plumbing or electrical, whatever it might be, with a contractor through the summer jobs program. And we'll also be able to place them in 8-week apprenticeships with contractors on job sites through our partnership with another nonprofit. The kids do the heavy lifting. They do the work. But we tell them when they first come in, we're with you forever. We want you to succeed. We will help provide opportunities, help open doors, give you the tools to build your own life successfully. And many come for years on end.
There's not really anything else that's doing that work with our kids in the community.
Yeah, no, there's not. In fact, I've learned from a place in New England that just reached out to us to become an institutional partner with us. It's a Center for Fine Woodworking or something. They did a national search for programs like ours to partner with, and he said, I only found you guys. So I think it's fairly unique. But I'll tell you, it works. And I do a lot of presentations to other communities to show them how they can, you know, do the same thing in their community.
That's Jimmy Pierce, founder and director of Kids Making It. The luncheon is this Thursday at 11 a.m. with Kevin O'Connor and Charlie Silva from This Old House. Tickets are scarce, but they are free, and sponsorships are also available. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.